How you feeling, pal?
It's touch and go. Right now, I'm okay.
Okay. I was not able to speak with you during the break.
No, you were busy.
I don't want to embarrass you.
No, it's all right. I actually broke a sweat during that last segment and was thinking about calling for an ambulance.
And here is it your old thing recurring?
I don't know.
Does it feel similar?
I had the sharp, severe abdominal pains, upper abdomen. And I don't know what... And it comes, it fades, and it goes, and, you know, right now, it's I'm at about a 3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I saw you doing the thing with, like, your handkerchief on your brow.
I saturated a paper towel a minute ago.
But now you're feeling okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am.
At a 3, though.
Yeah.
On a scale of 10.
But it's been, it's gone anywhere from 0 to 10 and back down to 0 and back up to 10.
So you seriously felt like calling an ambulance?
Yeah, I thought about it.
An ambulance?
Well, you know, he had that problem a few years back.
So I just,
You don't want to play with that.
Right now I'm okay. I just wanted to give you a heads up and... You know, I'm here.
Well, feel free to go dashing out if the ambulance gets here.
If you see me dash, that's what it will be all about.
Well, so here's what I need in the future then, Buzz.
Yes.
When Mike and I were doing that, isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
You got to, like, hold up a sign for me that says, I'm sick or I'm dying.
Uh-huh. Because, I don't look at him. I'm looking at you, but you are kind of looking at me and him at the same time.
I look at both of you guys.
Right.
And a lot of times, Buzz is, Rob will laugh at anything. Thank you, Rob, for that.
We appreciate that.
Big bet about you.
And Buzz often doesn't laugh out loud.
Right.
But I see him smiling,
and
I would look over there, and Buzz had a look during that entire segment. It was like... almost like Private Pilot.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That was me clenching over, yes.
That's not fun.
Yeah,
well, do you want to go?
No, I'd rather stay if I could, and right now I can.
After, whenever you do, tomorrow or after the show, they'll check that out, because you don't want that thing that happened to you before to happen again.
Know what are we talking about?
True.
Like when your insides exploded?
Yeah. Like that. I mean, that was a minute ago, like 20 minutes ago, the worst pain I've had since then.
Oh, and it's same kind of feeling in a different location.
Yeah, just higher now.
Now, where is it in your stomach?
It's like it's right here. It's like
right in the middle.
Yeah,
right in the middle. What happened before? You had to. I don't want to embarrass you, but what happened? What part of you?
My colon ruptured.
Yeah,
a few years ago. Yeah,
he had diverticulitis, which is the same thing I had.
Right,
like how many years ago did I have mine?
92.
Like a long time. No, I think longer than that.
Really? No,
because it's probably 92.
It was right when I started.
Over 10 years
had
ago.
Had to be 92.
Yeah.
I think it merits saying, though, that through all that...
How the hell does he know that?
Oh, it was like...
You know why?
It happened to me. I was in the hospital.
Don't you get that? It's not about you.
Yeah.
Didn't you catch the last part of what he said?
What did he say?
He said, yeah, because that's right around the time that he started working on the show.
Well, that's how come I remember. It was really awkward for me because I had to give Mike a ride to his house. It was really uncomfortable silence.
When I was hurting?
Yeah, you were, and then you bought me ribs for dinner.
But as bad as I was, Buzz got the same thing like a couple of years later.
Yeah.
And you got it 10 times as bad.
I actually exploded, yes.
But it merits saying that through all that, Buzz did not cry.
Well, good. That's right. That's a good thing, Buzz.
All right, so you're okay, Buzz?
I am about a 6 now.
Like it's coming back?
Yeah, but it'll fade again.
Well, then what? Listen, really.
No, really.
No kidding. If one of us felt bad enough to call an ambulance, I'd say, really,
I don't feel at that point.
Macho bullcrap is macho bullcrap. Get out of here. I mean, alive, Buzz.
Yeah, but you say that to me sometimes, too, if I'm not feeling well. I mean, and it's hard. It's hard.
But
it's like,
what if it's just gas?
If you're feeling...
But here's the thing. I never think you're dying, Mike.
Right.
I mean, I know you're dying, but I don't think
you're
dying.
I've been very sick.
With Buzz, you know, he is like Jack LaLanne.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Buzz feels the... And what are you looking on the web?
Nothing. I was just, arranging things on the screen.
Checking the ambulance.
That's what I thought he was doing. Hospital.com.
You got it like a direct pipeline to your guy that helps you with that stuff?
Somewhere I do. Yes. Yeah. I'll be getting
that
number.
How many years has it been?
It's been like three years now.
See, that's long enough where you wouldn't have that handy.
Right.
Very well. I hope you feel okay, Buzz.
I'm fine. If you see me break a sweat, then you'll know.
Well, no, listen, if we see you break a sweat, you should go to the goddamn...
If it happens, I will. It could be nothing. It could be something I ate.
Do you have the sick poops?
Not yet. I wish I did.
Do you have the bad egg farts?
No, I don't.
Now, have you been regular?
Yes, I have.
It's pardon us for doing this on the air, but we are concerned.
How you find out, sure.
Well, but I mean, then you might be okay.
Yeah, I might be. It could just be something I ate. Or it could be that thing Matt had.
Mm-hmm. What did Matt have? Was his a stomach?
Well, I don't know. We've been told over the last couple of days he had a stomach virus.
He was just afraid to come on the air.
Well, no, I don't have that.
We asked him if it was down there. He said, no.
No, it was up here for him. I'm pointing to the head. That's where Matt's problems were. All right, Buzz, well, hang in there.
Well, I appreciate your concern. I really think I'm going to be fine. I'd rather stay if I could.
Okay, well, yeah, of course. Please do stay. Right. Although I'm thinking, yeah, okay, here's the only way I want to wash my hands of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because on one hand, if you stay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay and, like, you have to be carried out in the next 2 hours,
uh-huh.
All I'm thinking is that's, like, the best ratings we've ever had.
Yeah,
you know, that's strong. That's the closest to one of us dying on the air.
Yeah.
So if you really think something bad's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, give me a heads up and maybe I can time the commercials around.
I'll let you know.
Thank you, Buzz.
Is
there anything we can get for you?
No, not at all. I don't know what it would be. This isn't the kind of thing you could take Tums for, because I can tell.
It's a cramp thing.
It's not a Mylanta thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a cramp.
Okay. Is it freaking you out because you think... honest answer, is it freaking you out because you think it's that similar to what that thing is that you had before?
When I had the pain 20 minutes ago that made me sweat, yeah, it made me think of that.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
No, how's your ass? Oh, Miss Colonoscopy Doctor, she's gorgeous. You should have seen her in her white coat. I wanted to give her a little tongue depressor action. Hey, now. Are you going to go for another appointment? No, I don't think so. We're looking past him.
Hank, how do you ask somebody out who...
Think for me.
Uh-huh. How could you tell? Weren't you facing the other way?
Well, granted, I was sedated at the time, but there was a vibe in that room. You know, it usually takes several years to get to that
level
of intimacy.
Right. You don't write them like that anymore. No.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I'm serious about this. If he had a pain that brought him to a sweat and it's gone away and it may be coming back, he needs to take a couple just regular aspirin, but you should be calling 911. I had a friend that had the same symptoms.
What happened to him?
And what do you do when you call 911 in advance?
He's not here anymore.
Oh, you mean he checked out, he died?
Yeah, he's 39 years old,
so
died.
We should call 911 and say, our newsman... just got a stomach pain and had to wipe his brow.
He's having symptoms of a heart attack.
Oh my God!
No, I don't know.
I don't think that's what it is.
As a precaution, we'll just dial 911.
This is definitely digestive.
We'll take an aspirin. If you take an aspirin for digestive, then that's not a good idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Not a good idea.
Hello.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Are your affairs in order, sir?
Oh my
God!
I think so.
We have the greatest listeners in the world.
I think so. I've led a good life.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, I just got over an attack of diverticulitis like 2 weeks ago. If you start to feel that pain, you should just call your doctor and get some antibiotics.
Yeah, that's
there
probably
I had the same thing. I went in the hospital a couple months ago, and they thought I had appendicitis, and they went in there, and they couldn't take it out because my colon was swollen.
Yeah.
Swollen colon.
What a great name for a disc jockey.
Your swollen colon.
Especially a fat one. Good evening, it's the Swollen Colon Show.
Swollen colon.
Where are you now?
Back to a 6. While we were talking there, up to an 8 again.
Now 10 is like the unbearable pain.
10 is, the worst pain.
All right.
So you're saying it was at an 8 during this break?
Just briefly, just for a moment, while we were listening to that caller.
Hey, listen, no one's asking you to be G. Gordon goddamn fake Lydian and put your hand over a flame.
But coming and going. What am I going to do? The doctor's closed. You know, it's after 5.
The doctor's closed. Your wife works for a doctor.
Yeah, I called her.
What'd she say?
She said, I don't know.
You got a great hospital right around the corner.
That's true. That's handy.
Okay. You okay?
I think so.
Well, I think we're probably adding to his pain.
No, actually not.
By grilling him.
No, and I don't mind the questions. These are reasonable questions.
All right.
I don't think we're grilling. I think I'm honest. We didn't have this discussion off the air. I would have had it with him off the air.
Right.
Say, dude, if your level of pain in your stomach
mm-hmm.
reminds you of when your colon exploded,
yes.
and it's at an 8,
uh-huh.
well, perhaps you should have a glass of cold water and...
I tried that.
You know, go sit down or something or go to the emergency room.
Yeah. Maybe see when you're here. I know how he feels, because when you're here, you don't want to... You know, you, when you come into the game, you want to finish the
and
game.
And it isn't just that. Imagine the embarrassment if it turns out to be nothing.
Right.
You know, just indigestion.
Imagine the embarrassment.
You know. Yeah. Whereas, imagine the ratings if I die.
You're bowling with swollen colon. You are rolling with swollen colon. She's all you'd ever want. The Swollen Colon Show.
The Swollen Colon Hour.
All right, Buzz. Be brave.
All right. I want you to know. I'll
be
fine.
Okay. Well, it could be worse, Buzz.
Yes, how so?
Oh, boy.
What's wrong, Mike?
I'm not feeling so hot.
Don't worry. All
right.
Don't worry. You're a pro.
I don't know. It's not anything like acute, like where I have real pain, but
Do you want to go?
I just feel a little. I don't have any pain or any nausea or any symptoms. What was that?
Did you want to go?
Yeah.
And
there he goes.
See, that's how you handle it, Buzz. You got a problem. You got something bothering you. Right. You take off. Mm-hmm. The rest of us can hold the show together. We're okay. Is Mike ever coming back? Hi, everybody. How you doing? Swollen Colon Show with you. Rolling with Swollen Colon. Don't copy me, incidentally, disc jockeys out there. This entire bit has been stolen from Swollen Colon. Music is a world within itself. And who's on the hotline? Is that Mike?
It's either Mike or Mike's doctor.
Hello?
Rob.
Hi, Mike. It's Don.
Rob?
It's Don.
Don?
Yeah, Mike.
How you doing? Listen, I'm halfway home, and I'm having second thoughts. I really don't feel as bad as I said I did.
Oh, good.
Well, then come on back
in. You should probably come back.
You big
okay,
push.
I'll turn the car around. I'll be back in a bit.
Yeah, you big push.
Okay, bye.
Come on in.
Mike's car phone sounded great.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Oh, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, is Buzz still smoking those cartridges?
Yeah, well, I still have them, but no, I haven't had much of any of that today.
Jesus. Okay, well, you're really
wow,
not supposed
my God, man, I'm surprised you didn't get a speeding ticket,
God,
dude.
Traffic sucks.
God. You got good reception, though.
Man. Wow, I thought they shortened the delay.
That's ridiculous.
That was weird. Yeah.
How many of your Binky nicotine cartridges have you had today?
I think I'm on one. I've had one today.
What's wrong, Mike?
You think it's a Binky nicotine problem?
Well, that's what the guy on the phone said, and I think it might be.
Well, no, there hasn't been any
now,
problem.
Now, hold on. Let's hear what he has to say. That's better than the heart attack guy.
Listen,
yeah.
when I went to the doctor and asked how to quit smoking, I asked if I should do them. And he said he only gives those to patients who are about to leave the office and smoke a cigarette. They're not for, like, an extended period of time. They're really bad for
now, you do abuse your Binky. You know you do.
Hey, you don't see me with it as much. No, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I just care about you, Buzz.
I appreciate
to see you expire.
I appreciate that.
Well,
I don't think there's a connection, but
did
I appreciate
the doctor ever say anything about the Binky to you?
To me?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what can it do?
Did you have these nicotine cartridges that Buzz uses?
No, he wouldn't even give them to me. I mean, I'm young, but he wouldn't.
Well, now, hold on. Right. Buzz, can't you just, like, buy them in CVS?